Katie Koppel here with Chief Justice Mark Katie and Justice Daryl Hecht. And what brings the Supreme Court to Sioux City today?
All right, well, we are hearing two of our arguments on campus this evening at 7 o'clock. And this is a process that we've been following for about the last 2 years, trying to take our court outside of Des Moines into communities around the state so that others will have a full opportunity to see us in action.
And can you give us a general overview of the cases we're going to hear tonight?
All right, well, we have two cases, as I said. The first case involves a trust, and the legal question in the trust is whether or not the beneficiaries of the trust can transfer their interest that's been given to them under the trust pursuant to some language. And the second case involves whether or not the police can stop a vehicle based upon an anonymous tip, drunk driving, by a unnamed citizen. So they're both interesting cases. They come from the area, and so the lawyers who argue them will be from this area as well.
And how much can you guys talk about each case outside of the courtroom?
Justice Heck, do you want to?
Well, we typically, as a court, follow a practice of not discussing the cases prior to the oral argument, and so we've never yet had an opportunity among ourselves to discuss them, and we tend not to discuss or debate them until after the argument's finished.
And you are a Morningside alumni. What does it mean to come back to Morningside?
Well, it's a lot of fun to be back. It provokes lots of memories from the 4 years I spent here, which were very good years, and it's really always fun to come home.
Okay, thank you so much.